Well, something very exciting is happening this Saturday at the Rose Theater. It is called Opening Night at the Opera. Join the Rose Orchestra as they draw you into the world of dramatic melodies and passionate arias, featuring performances by sopranos Lynn Isnar and Lindsay Duggan, mezzo-soprano Danielle McMillan, tenor Adam Luther, and baritone Alexander Hadjic. This morning, we are speaking with mezzo-soprano Danielle McMillan, one of the singers of this special event. Welcome to Classical Mornings.
Good morning.
Hi. Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's pleasure. Our pleasure. I've been following your wonderful career over the past few years, and it's a thrill to see you so busy with your growing repertoire. But let's talk about this fabulous event at the Rose Theater. What will you be singing? Solos, duets, both? Trios?
Yeah, a number of things. I'll be doing a couple of duets, the flower duet, particularly, from Lakmé. And another flower duet from Puccini's Madama Butterfly, Fuoti quella fronda.
It's beautiful.
Yes, it's stunning. Really is. And then I'll also be singing Mon Coeur s'ouvre à ta voix.
Oh, fantastic.
From Samson and Delilah. And Lynn will be singing O mio babbino caro, and Adam Luther will be singing Nessun dorma.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, big
and
hits.
Alex will be singing Largo al factotum.
Wow. What a great, and this is with orchestra, as I mentioned. It's nice to sing these things with orchestra as opposed to piano, right?
Oh, absolutely. You definitely feel much more supported.
Mm.
Have you had a rehearsal yet?
Yes, multiple rehearsals.
Oh, fabulous.
Every Wednesday from the beginning of March.
Okay.
And so this week we had one last night, and we'll have another one on Friday before our dress on Saturday.
Right. Will it be staged?
No.
Okay.
No, not staged.
Well, whatever you come up with in the moment, I'm sure, right?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah. Now, I first met you at the Glenn Gould School in their prestigious program for gifted young vocalists. How has your schooling, I mean, do you have a master's as well, I think, no?
The ADV from the Glenn Gould.
Oh, that's right. How has it prepared you for the many challenges of being, well, not only an opera performer, but really a flexible performer who also had to deal with COVID? How does schooling prepare you for that?
Well, I definitely had much experience and many opportunities given to me at the Glenn Gould School. So it really developed my stamina and endurance to be able to sustain a career in opera. But during the pandemic, my voice teacher was really adamant about coaching with me once a week. He basically forced me to have lessons once a week just to keep my mind in the game.
Oh, for sure.
So coaching once a week
and
training really kept me going through the pandemic, but also working with Opera Atelier. They had a film production.
Mm-hmm.
And that was sort of a saving grace as well during the pandemic.
Yeah, I think they really lucked out because you're one of their stars now. Opera Atelier, you've been in several productions, and that is fantastic.
Very lucky to be working with them. Mm-hmm.
And when you had these voice lessons, did you have it over Zoom?
It was FaceTime.
Oh, it was FaceTime.
Okay.
Yeah. Who is your teacher?
Michael Kildy. So he's a Verdian baritone and lives in Manhattan.
Okay,
oh,
that's great.
Yeah.
Now, apart from singing opera, what other kind of repertoire do you dig and do you perform?
I do love pop music and crossover, sacred works as well. I do sing at a lot of weddings and funerals and services. So I do definitely connect with church music as well.
Oh, that's great. Opera. So messiahs are a staple in your repertoire as well and so forth, right?
Mm-hmm.
Great.
Yeah.
Now, Danielle, did I read that you're going to sing Zerlina?
No, I'll be singing Dorabella with
Dorabella.
Manitoba Opera next month.
Okay, so I thought I saw something that said you were going to do, and I thought, isn't that a soprano role?
Sometimes done by mezzos.
Right,
sometimes,
absolutely.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm
I did sing Zerlina with Palm Beach Opera.
That's what I read.
Yes, in 2019.
How did that feel?
Oh, it was amazing. I mean, it's always great playing a woman because usually I play pants roles.
I'm
always a boy, but it's nice to play a girl sometimes.
Sure,
too.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Where as a mezzo soprano, where we have the low notes too, but where does your voice sit? Is it high? Are you a high mezzo or?
Yeah, a high lyric mezzo, high. More Zwischenfach.
I would say. Like Flicka, like Friederike von Stade?
Yes. Okay. I do idolize her.
Yes. When is Octavian coming your way, huh?
Actually, my coach wondered if we should start coaching that.
So. Oh,
yeah. Call me for the German. Okay. I think you'd be brilliant in it.
Well, you did help me coach a componist when I was
That's
covering
right. That was my next question. Yeah. Good for you.
Back to the concert just on Saturday, right? Just to wrap it up. Because there are all these wonderful singers, are you all getting together to sing one, like maybe Brindisi or something like that?
No, we'll be doing a combination of You'll Never Walk Alone and Climb Every Mountain.
I'm getting goosebumps.
Yeah. Yeah, it'll be really beautiful.
It does sound like a gorgeous concert.
Yeah, it is. They're a wonderful orchestra. They feel like a musical family. And Sam Tam, the conductor, is doing such great work with them.
Have you picked your outfits yet?
Yes, Lynn and I and Lindsay were discussing that yesterday.
And colors and what do you
gold and red, maybe some hot pink.
For spring.
Well, listen, it's been a treat for us to have you in our studio for the first time, I think, right?
Copernicus here with Joel Ivany. He did an interview a couple years back.
Wonderful. Yeah. Well, you should really, really hear this wonderful mezzo-soprano. We've been speaking with Danielle McMillan, who is singing this Saturday at the Rose Theatre. It's called Opening Night at the Opera. Yes, the date is March 25th. The time is 7:30, and you can get tickets at tickets.brampton.ca or call the box office at 905-874-2800.
And congratulations on your career. It's just very exciting.
Thank you so much, Jean.
Very happy.
Thank you, Adi.
Oh, you're welcome.